Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says former Prime Minister Khalida Zia's vision will guide development of partnership between India and Bangladesh. India's first maritime-focused non-banking financial company, Sagarmala Finance Corporation Limited, commences lending operations. U.S. imposes fresh sanctions targeting Venezuela's oil sector. People across the globe welcome New Year with display of fireworks and celebrations. And Junior National Kho-Kho Championship begins at Gunjur in Bengaluru. And now, the news in detail. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar represented India at the funeral of former Prime Minister Khalida Zia and handed over to Bangladesh Nationalist Party leader Tariq Rehman a letter of condolences from Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In his meeting with Mr. Rehman, Dr. Jaishankar expressed confidence that Zia's vision and values will guide the development of partnership between the two nations. Mr. Rehman, currently serving as the acting chairman of BNP, is the eldest son of Khalida Zia. She died in Dhaka on Tuesday following a prolonged illness. In his letter, Mr. Modi warmly recalled his meeting and discussions with Khalida Zia during his visit to Dhaka in June 2015, adding she was a leader of rare resolve and conviction. PM Modi said she made many important contributions to the development of Bangladesh as well as to the strengthening of India-Bangladesh relations. Mr. Modi exuded confidence that Zia's ideals will be carried forward by Mr. Rehman and will continue to serve as a guiding light to ensure a new beginning and the enrichment of the deep and historic partnership between India and Bangladesh. The country's first maritime-focused non-banking financial company, Sagarmala Finance Corporation Limited, has commenced lending operations. The Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways said the company approved loan sanctions of about 4,300 crore rupees at its 51st board meeting held on Tuesday. With this, the company is formally entering the maritime lending space in line with the strategy approved by its board. Speaking on the commencement of lending operations, Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal, stated that the company's entry into lending marks an important step in strengthening maritime infrastructure and enterprise financing. The minister said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's commitment to long-term, future-ready growth has created the ecosystem that enables specialized institutions like Sagarmala Finance Corporation Limited to catalyze development across the blue economy. Sagarmala Finance Corporation Limited was inaugurated on the 26th of June this year as India's first non-banking financial company exclusively focused on maritime financing to bridge long-standing financing gaps and deliver sector-specific financial solutions to ports, MSMEs, startups, and institutions. The corporation will offer tailored financial products to eligible government and private sector entities operating across the entire maritime value chain. The U.S. Department of the Treasury has imposed sanctions on four companies operating in Venezuela's oil sector and identified four oil tankers as blocked property. The move is part of U.S. President Donald Trump's renewed efforts to increase pressure on the Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The sanctions announced last night are aimed at four companies and their linked oil tankers, which are accused of being involved in the transport of Venezuelan oil. Trump has alleged that Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro heads what he describes as a narco-terrorist regime aimed at destabilizing the United States, a claim that was reiterated in the latest sanctions announcement. As per the official notice, these vessels, some of which are part of the shadow fleet serving Venezuela, continue to provide financial resources that fuel Maduro's illegitimate narco-terrorist regime. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The world has welcomed 2026 with a bang as revelers enjoyed fireworks and parties to usher in the new year. The Pacific Island nation of Kiribati was the first country to enter 2026 as the clock struck midnight in its Line Islands, officially kicking off the New Year celebrations worldwide. Auckland in New Zealand marked the occasion with a spectacular fireworks display over the Sky Tower. In Australia, the iconic Sydney Harbour Bridge lit up the night sky as thousands of residents and tourists gathered along the waterfront for the city's world-famous firework, a vibrant display of colour, light and music. In UK, London rang in 2026 with a massive fireworks display over the London Eye, marking a full-scale return to its world-famous celebrations. Russia celebrated the start of 2026 with a series of events across its many time zones, beginning in the Far East and ending with a major celebration in Moscow. In France, Paris welcomed the new year with a massive public celebration on Champs-Élysées, where hundreds of thousands of people gathered to party. Berlin in Germany celebrated the start of 2026 by turning its famous Party Mile into a massive techno festival called Year 26. Finland began its year as the European capital of culture with a massive concert in Oulu featuring some of the country's most popular musical artists. In a more quiet approach, Athens updated its celebration to be more inclusive by using low-noise fireworks and drones to protect pets and children who are sensitive to loud sounds. The United Arab Emirates rang in the new year with large-scale fireworks and drone displays that drew heavy crowds to waterfronts and city centres, with Dubai and Ras Al Khaimah hosting the most prominent celebrations. Our correspondent from Dubai has filed this report.
The United Arab Emirates has welcomed the new year with spectacular fireworks, drone shows across several Emirates as thousands gathered at public venues and waterfronts to mark the start of 2026. In Dubai, the world's largest tower, the Burj Khalifa became the center of the celebrations at midnight. The landmark lit up with coordinated display of fireworks, LED visuals, lasers and fountain choreography. Large crowds gathered in downtown Dubai while shows were streamed live to viewers around the world. Fireworks were also held at key locations including the Atlantis, the Palm, the Blue Waters, Burj Al Arab, JBR and the Global Village. In the capital, Abu Dhabi, New Year celebrations were led by an extended program at the Sheikh Zayed Festival in Al Wakfa. Fireworks continued in multiple stages throughout the evening, accompanied by a large-scale drone performance. This was one of the largest fireworks conducted by Abu Dhabi ever since. Additional displays were held along the Corniche and at Yas Bay, drawing families, visitors to waterfront venues. Ras Al Khaimah, another Emirate, also hosted a major coastal fireworks show stretching from Al Marjan to Al Hamra. This stretches around 6.5 kilometers. The 15-minute midnight display combined fireworks and drone formations, included an attempt as the largest single fireworks shell. Other Emirates, including Sharjah and Ajman, also joined the celebrations with their own firework displays as the country ushered 2026 with color, music, and light. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
People across India welcome the new year 2026 with enthusiasm, prayers and public gatherings across the country. People welcome the new year with optimism and celebration. A report.
In the national capital, celebrations were seen at key locations such as Connaught Place and India Gate, where crowds gathered despite dense fog. In Goa, dazzling fireworks illuminated the sky as locals and tourists gathered at popular party hubs, with hotels and beach shacks hosting special events. In Mumbai, revelers welcomed 2026 at landmarks including Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Terminus. In the hills of Himachal Pradesh, celebrations were held in Dharamshala, while tourists in Sonmark, Jammu and Kashmir welcomed the new year amid snow-clad landscapes. People in Gwalior, Madhya Pradesh welcomed New Year with fireworks and Bollywood music. In Telangana, Hyderabad saw large crowds enjoying fireworks, music and late-night festivities, while Bengaluru and Karnataka welcomed 2026 with fireworks. In Amritsar, devotees thronged Sri Harminder Sahib to offer prayers as the clock struck midnight. Nithya Franco, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says former Prime Minister Khalida Zia's vision will guide development of partnership between India and Bangladesh. India's first maritime-focused non-banking financial company, Sagarmala Finance Corporation Limited, commences lending operations. And people across the globe welcome New Year with display of fireworks and celebrations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.